I'm sure you're surprised to hear my voice. You know that I'm sitting right next to you, and I told you I wanted you to listen to this really amazing song. I know, just a little bit of trickery. Don't say anything. I'm going to sit here and pretend to read this book. And you're going to pull that blanket up on yourself. And you're going to slide that eye mask on. This is the part of the flight where everybody starts taking a nap. Where everything starts getting just a little bit quieter. Where we have a nice little chunk of time before the next meal service. And people are pulling the shades and it's getting dark. I want to play a game with you. I want to watch you. Surreptitiously, of course. Because after all, discretion is the name of the game I want to play today. I want to make you come. I want to make you come. Without letting you touch yourself. And possibly the most fun bit of all, I want to make you pretend to be asleep while I do it. And we both know I always get what I want, don't I? So, you're just going to close your eyes behind that eye mask. You're going to snuggle in deep under that blanket. And I'm going to help you pretend to be asleep. It's easy. You just have to know how. Don't worry. I'll help you. I'll show you step by step. The first thing you have to do is to get control of your breathing. Sleeping people like you breathe deeply and slowly and rhythmically. Inhaling slowly. And exhaling slowly. Breathing in deeply. Breathing out calmly. Yeah. That's right. Just like that. And of course, as your breathing slows, your body naturally and instinctually follows suit. your body just starts to soften, starts to melt, starts to get warm and heavy, feeling yourself just letting go, draining every last bit of tension out of your body and away from you, flowing out of you in a warm, hot river, and drifting away. And when your breathing relaxes, and your body relaxes, your mind naturally and instinctually begins to relax also. When thoughts come, they pass by you, a cloud out your window. You see it and you notice it and you just let it float by. And where we're going, there are fewer and fewer clouds. Just like you will slowly begin to have fewer and fewer thoughts. As we move together towards an empty, blank, beautiful, quiet sky. You'll find that it's easy to let my words replace your inner monologue. You can just focus on them, bathe in them, soak in them, it is such a nice feeling to be so present and relaxed and focused. Warm and quiet and easy and sleepy. You know that if you were looking out the window right now, counting clouds instead of sheep, you wouldn't get further than 5 before you were completely out. 1, because you're so tired. 2, so deliciously sleepy. 3, you can't fight it anymore and you don't want to. 4, all you know is that you are suddenly, completely, 5, asleep. Yes. My sweet toy. I love that we are all alone together. here in this crowded place. I love sitting here watching you drift, watching you float, watching you fly, and most of all, I love that even here, in the middle of this plane, we can play games together. I love showing you just how very mine you are. Just how much you belong to me. And just how impossible it is for you to resist things that make me happy. You know what I want right now, and you can already feel it. Can't you? You can already feel the heat coiling inside you as you start to get hot, as you start to get hard for me. Yes. It does get you hot, I know, to be so very vulnerable in such a very public space. You are so easy, though, aren't you? Because it does excite you. It does get you hot. It doesn't take much to have you sleeping next to me on a plane as you get harder and harder while I assert my control, my dominance, my ownership right here. Right now. There are so many ways that this game could have played out. You know that, don't you? There are so many ways that I could have ended up showing you who you belonged to while we were on this plane. Have you thought about that yet, pet? Allow your mind to wander while your cock gets harder. Think about you rubbing my feet as I lean back against the window. Think about you waiting for me in the bathroom, eyes closed, hands behind your back, waiting to put your mouth to work for me. In whatever way I see fit. Think of you next to me while I teased you and humiliated you and mocked you just loud enough for the pretty girls behind us to hear. Oh, that's starting to do the trick, isn't it? It's so nice to be hard for me. To be aching for me. Isn't it, Pat? I love you like this. Hot and needing. Wanting. Desperate. I know how badly you want to touch, but you don't need to. You're going to come for me soon. I'll let you know when. That's going to be one of the themes of our getaway, as a matter of fact. I'm going to control every last one of your orgasms while we're away. I'm going to tell you when, and how often. You are completely and totally at my disposal and command for our entire vacation. I am going to take charge of every single last thing that you do. From the moment you wake until you fall asleep, and you will hear my voice following you into your dreams even then. And you are going to love it. You're already loving it. I can tell. You're starting to throb now, aren't you? You're starting to feel your body stretching towards that climax, starting to feel yourself getting closer and closer while you think about what it's going to be like to be my 24/7 toy for anything and everything that I want. And of course I'm going to have a treat for you. You know that, don't you? Yes. I have been making some arrangements in the last few days. I've been lining things up and making phone calls and sorting out details, and guess what? That fantasy that you've been daydreaming about lately. Yes, the one that makes you come so hard. The one that is your go-to. The one that melts you. The one that you keep coming back to. Over and over and over again. Oh, Pat. I have everything all lined up. And we're going to make it happen. Oh yes, I know you're so excited and just a little bit scared, but that fear makes it even better, doesn't it? all of the very best fantasies have a little edge of fear in them. Wouldn't you agree? I love seeing the look in your eyes where you want it so bad. And you are so nervous and yet so ready. As you breathe and throb and twitch, let all of your favorite images of that fantasy start to rotate behind your eyelids. One after another. Big, wide, panoramic shots, twitching and throbbing, close up, tight detail images. Breathe deep, tense. The smells and the tastes. Breathe, squeeze, all of the things that will be said to you. Breathe, throb, and how hard you're going to come when you finally get to enjoy your deepest, dirtiest fantasy. It's so good, isn't it? Right now you're ready for a little taste. Feel yourself twitching and throbbing harder and faster as you get closer and closer. Feel yourself beginning to reach for that orgasm as the images behind your eyes speed up and intensify, as all the things that are going to be said to you start to echo around in your brain, and as I talk and you breathe and you twitch and you throb, you get closer and closer, and you know you're only going to last for about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. You can do it. Come for me. Come hard for me. Keep breathing, breathing, breathing. Coming, coming, coming. Yes. Yes. That's it. That's right. That's it. Just like that. Oh, Pat, you did such a very good job. And I so very much enjoyed watching you. Got me very hot as well. It's time now that people are starting to stir and I can hear the drinks rattling around somewhere up far ahead. It's time for you to come back to me, my sweet pet. Time for your breathing to start coming a bit faster. And your consciousness start coming back up to the surface and your body starting to ground and belong to you again and Yes. There you are. Climb right back in your skin. There you are. You did wonderfully, Pat. Now, take your headphones off, and I'll tell you all about how I plan to get you out of here without anyone seeing what a mess you've made of yourself.